You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here in a good-looking Friday morning. 8 degrees in Green Bay, 8 degrees in Appleton, 9 degrees in Oshkosh. Coming away 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide and 1590 AM for all of our friends in Finland and Prague. And we're being joined right now. Where is he? Mark, where are you? You're in like some foreign country, right? Mark Houston, yeah. Bell Sports Medicine.
Kimberly.
Yeah.
I'm in Howard right now.
Oh.
Oh. Howard.
You're working.
Yeah. Howard. Oh, I got a meeting here in a little bit, and I had plans to have someone else on, and they got sick.
Oh.
So I kind of had to juggle a little bit. Couldn't make it from downtown out here, so I said, you know what? I will call from Howard as I watch sunrise.
Yeah.
On a beautiful cold morning.
And you don't get a chance to see me in my boot that was given to me by Bell and Sports Medicine.
No, but I think half the city knows that John Mino's got a...
What's that supposed to be?
What we probably would call an irritated Achilles, but yeah. John's referring to it as a shredded.
Shredded,
Achilles.
Yeah, shredded.
I'm just telling you the term Dr. Evan gave
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. Shredded.
Yeah.
So, Mark, I'm going to your place.
He said it was like putting an Achilles tendon through a paper shredder. He said that's what it looks like.
No.
And he said, how come you're not in like incredible pain? And I was like, I am. I'm stoic.
I'm a functioning alcoholic, so I just don't feel it.
Hey, pothead, where did that come from?
okay.
Got a text here. Does Jim brush Milton's teeth? Do you?
Yes, I do. And you can buy those toothbrushes that
okay,
you
can that's
eat
gross.
That, no,
that's
they,
gross. That's so gross, it's unbelievable.
No, he's getting his hair done today.
Brushing a dog's teeth is the grossest thing I've ever heard of in my lifetime. In my life.
John, they're...
Just being honest.
They need to be... They being honest. Heart.
I'm just being honest. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Oh.
I think I'm just amazed that you guys are alive by the end of each week.
But, right?
You
know, hey, I know, right?
Do- yeah, well, it's been close.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, your guys at Bell and Women, they were phenomenal when I went there the other day. They took care of me like you can't believe. They're just, what a great place that is, Bell and Sports Medicine. I'm not
oh, yeah.
blowing smoke here for the advertisement, yeah. but having seen it firsthand, really, really good.
Yeah, I, John, I appreciate you saying that, and they have an excellent staff.
Yeah.
It's not just doctors, it's from the therapists, athletic
yep.
trainers, it's our nurses, it's our front desk staff. They are unbelievable.
Yep.
I think what comes up is you know it's that ability to use our walk-in clinic, and then quickly be funneled over if you need to see a physician.
Exactly.
They are very accessible. They're just great people. But you know what? Because ultimately, without divulging too much with John, it's just one of those things of. A lot of us go through that. You come up with an injury and you go, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
And you know what? I'd rather have them come there, not because it's who we are, but you give up the – if you guys go to the emergency rooms and
– Oh, man, that's
unfortunately,
2 hours.
So expensive.
You're going to be sitting there – yeah, you're going to be sitting there because the heart attack or the car accident, and they have to be seen first.
Right.
And it's – they have to assess everyone who's sitting in that room. And it just depends on the day and the time. So we appreciate you coming in. Hope that you're feeling better.
Yeah.
But John's just going to, you'll get better here.
I know. I'm so looking forward to this weekend. But Mark, what's nice about those clinics is, like you said, I mean, first of all, it is less expensive and it's much quicker service. But the other thing is that if it is serious, they'll send you right there.
Absolutely.
It's like a feeder system. Yeah. So yeah,
But I was actually really surprised when I said, okay, you know, go sit in the waiting room or whatever. And it was like, 3 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, that's
the guy,
nice.
John, take a look. It's like, wow. And then we're going to put you in this other doctor's office, and he comes in right away, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's the part that was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, I think that's what we're, I mean, we do listen to customers. We understand. You know, I've been a customer once. It's not fun when you're not feeling well or you're injured that you have to now wait. And you're in pain, and you want answers. Getting accessible, quick service, and being seen by qualified professionals and staff, that's what the key is.
Okay. You're talking about being in pain. You want to hear my story?
No.
Yesterday? Mark, listen to this. So we're doing our show from Vintage Rose, and they got this unbelievable food, these big sticky buns, this unbelievable. And I'm like, I can't eat any of this amazing food because I have to go get a three-hour root canal surgery, okay?
Yep. That's partly true.
That's totally true. Which part is not true, Jim?
When I walked in, you were eating two tacos.
That's different.
Eggs,
that was
toast.
Eggs. That's different. So anyway, Mark, pay no attention to him. So Mark, so my dentist, so I'm going to go for this three-hour dental surgery. They said, the appointment was for 10, be there 15 minutes early, okay?
Yep.
I get there at 9:33. My appointment's at 10, but they want me there like 9:45, right? So I take a Uber there, okay?
Lombardi time.
Okay, Mark, you with me?
I'm with you. Okay.
So I get in and walk through the first door, and on the next door to go into the lobby, it says, we're in a team meeting, we'll be back at 10. So my
that's
Uber
true.
Driver...
This is, that's true.
My Uber driver leaves, my foot is throbbing from my shredded Achilles, I can't stand it, I can't put weight on it, I can't put any weight on it, so I'm trying to stand there on one leg, because I can't even get inside to sit on a chair. It's locked. The doors are locked.
It's because they're in this team meeting.
Team meeting.
Which is just a code for a birthday party celebration. But so, anyway.
Yes. So they're in a team meeting. I can't get into my dentist.
They come out with their hats on.
I'm there at the time they told me to be, but you would think they'd leave one person manning the gate where, well, come on in and sit in the chair, read this 4-year-old magazine, right. Golf Digest.
Right.
Well, we have our team bleeping meeting.
Right, right, yeah.
I left.
John, did they?
No, he called.
I left.
He called, and they didn't answer.
I kept
that
calling. I'm
mad.
Here. I'm
that
outside. Can I at least come into the building so I can sit down? Because I have to stand on one foot because I can't put any weight on my other foot.
So you didn't get your root canal?
Didn't get my root canal. I left. I said,
which I'm
kind of
glad about
you.
That.
Yeah. So I'm looking for a new dentist. I'm serious. I need a new dentist.
Anyway, that did happen, Mark.
Yeah.
This is the honest to God true story.
We talk, we go out a little bit and we share stories, customer service stories off the air.
Yeah,
and
so so you guys called in the prescription for me the other day, okay, from Bellin. I go there to get my prescription. Pharmacy is closed. Everybody's out for lunch. Really?
Another birthday
party. If my heart was exploding, if I've got an aorta that's bursting and I need your prescription to make it stop bursting, I'm sorry. We can't get it because we're out for lunch.
That's called surgery.
We can't keep one person back to give you your prescription, and we can't keep one person at the dentist's office to open the door so you can come in and sit down since you've got a shredded Achilles tendon.
Like I said, we talk about this before we go on air, and then we say, well, let's not talk about it. And then John's like, okay, and then here we go. So anyway, but that is, they're all true stories. I want to back them up on that. And I give more restaurant stories. But
what happened to customer service? Mark?
Well, Bellin has it.
Bellin Health has got customer service.
Phenomenal customer service.
We're planning a merger between Vintage Rose and Bellin Health.
Yes. Two best customer services you'll ever find. Oh, hey, actually,
well,
Mark.
John, did you eat? Did you eat the sticky buns?
No,
because you didn't leave.
No,
what?
No, he took a croissant sandwich.
I took it to go with a mushroom and spinach soup that was phenomenal.
That was good.
Oh my God! And the croissant, the chicken salad croissant, and the chocolat croissant was unbelievable. God. They're phenomenal stuff there. I'm going to go there every day and eat.
Now we have John talking like he's French.
Yeah, I know. Did you notice that? That's it. That'd be gone Monday.
I have a son that talks like that. You know, he thinks he's French at times. You know,
there
you
go.
I am multicultural.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about the French language. I went to hear a speaker in Oshkosh at this chamber event, and he's on TV, like whatever that TV you got to pay for, whatever. You know, like not, you know, those business shows.
I have no
TV.
Idea what you're talking about.
No,
but go ahead.
There's business shows on TV that aren't on my antenna TV.
Okay.
This guy was like super famous.
Antenna TV. When's the last person anybody said my antenna TV?
Well, that's what I have.
I had to go up on the roof and I had to adjust the antenna to get this one show.
It was not good yesterday with the wind.
Yeah,
I will admit that.
I put a piece of tinfoil on it.
This is interesting. And this guy's talking about international business. He's talking about currency exchange. He's talking about, you know, different market growth in different countries and stuff. And some guy asked them, they said, hey, look, if I had to learn one language, what would you recommend? Wouldn't you think Chinese? I mean, wouldn't you just guess that or German? Guy goes, French.
French?
That's what he said.
Why French?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think this is, and he didn't really expound. I wish he would have. That was all I did.
French.
As he said, learn French. And I think, first of all, I don't think the French are really interested in learning English.
No.
You know what I mean? Whereas the other people are trying pretty hard.
Yeah.
Right? They. I don't think they make the biggest effort. Plus, like your son Mark and like John's attempting to do, you know, miserably, is it's a cool language to know, just to know, like
French.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
right.
Well, if you go to France, you're gonna do well.
You're gonna know it. You're gonna need to know it because they're not gonna knock themselves out.
I'm starting small. I'm starting with chocolat. I'm starting with that.
Hey, but, real quick, because I'm standing here in a red top because I wear it. In, you know, my wife
heart
is
month.
At cardiac and heart month. I know you guys talked about it. I listened on the way in. But, you know, that's a big call out to people listening today. You know, it is a focus for females. I think it was Amanda or Lisa said, you know, it's the focus is for females. But males, I think it's a great thing to reflect on today of heart health. And we all need to do our part. And Jim, best of luck in your stress test.
Yeah, and it's a longer test, but it – that's covered by your insurance. Well, most of it, not all of it, but you know, it's people should take care of their heart because I don't know what the number one killer is for men. I'm assuming cancer, but for women, it is heart disease. So you gotta, and especially if they don't
but
have
Amanda
the symptoms
brought up
we have.
A good point.
Yeah, they don't have the symptoms. We
Amanda, well, she does, but Amanda, talk again about what you read.
That women have higher tolerances of internal pain than men. So half the time, we don't even feel the symptoms of a heart attack if it's happening.
Where guys are a little bit more, you know.
A little bit, just a little.
I think that's. I am one of those guys. That's gonna be my problem because I don't complain enough about my ailments.
Yeah,
Mark.
We've gotten John taken care of. Let's get Jim taken care of. Next week will be a wonderful week.
It will be. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it's like you know, nothing super pleasant. Colonoscopies. We'll talk about that when that month comes up. And but it's just important that we do this preventive stuff. And it's because you find it and it's too late. It's like, uh-oh.
Women's Heart Health Day. That's very cool. Mark
it is.
Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, not blowing smoke. You guys are awesome.
Yep.
Thanks, John and Jim and Amanda. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Take care, my friend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
1.9 WGBW. GBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. Still 8 degrees in Green Bay, 8 degrees in Appleton, 9 degrees in Oshkosh. I'm tired of winter. Aren't you just like tired of this?
It is. Okay, there's a couple things we can do on that. One is to get out. I mean, tonight, right, I'm going to that Beatles thing, and we got that thing
that's
going to be fun. And then, of course, that tailgate party is on Sunday with Verizon.
Oh, speaking of which, we're doing a
pick 'em. And then Frank's show is kicked off, too.
Yeah.
That's going on. What are we doing on Sunday?
No, I'm doing it through the show. We're doing a pick 'em contest brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. Kevin Burkle, excuse me, and the entire gang at Burkle's One Block Over. Great bar restaurant. But here's the deal. We're giving a $20 gift card Well, I got the hiccups.
Yeah, you do. I'll taste that. But we're gonna do. We're gonna sorry, do how many hiccups. Yards Mahomes is gonna throw
no,
for?
No.
We're going to. And then I said, John, how about that kid that runs for the Vikings?
Saquon.
And it's Saquon's birthday that day. I heard. So he is going to be pretty jacked up, I would think.
Yes.
So how many
rushing yards for Saquon Barkley? $20 gift card to Burkle's, and the only way you can enter is by Texas. How do you text us here, Amanda? I don't know how.
Year and a half.
What's that?
How do people text us to give us a list of people
you download
can text
in? Yeah, all you got to do is download the Civic Media app, and then you can choose WGBW or WISS, and then you can just text in through the app.
So
simple as that.
How many rushing yards for Saquon Barkley? $20 gift card to Kevin Burkle's one block over. Okay. Deal?
Yep, that'd be fun.
All right, that'll be great.
Do you want to guess? Well, we'll guess later.
I don't want to do that because then people will be like, oh, I'm going to say what Mino said because he's a savant on this thing. It'll be exactly this.
Okay, let's not.
it's the same thing the guys say at Oneida when I put in my picks. What did Mino say? I'm going with him.
I did find my ticket.
Okay, let me ask you something about that. I knew there was something I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
I think I still have money coming. How long do
they hold it?
Oh, okay.
So you're all right.
Okay.
You're all right.
I think I still got like 20 bucks coming.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Amanda.
We have our laughter at 21 after right now.
Oh, do it. Yeah.
So go ahead. Listen to this.
Now, Mino and the mayor's laughter at 21 after.
Now I got to take my son to school. I got to basically hand him off to the teacher. And you go to these schools, you talk to the parents. Listen, I don't want to talk to anybody in the morning. Right? You just want to do your own thing. But people love to talk in the morning. You ever talk to people? You know how boring people are? You ever get in these conversations? What's going on? Well, last month, we had COVID, and my husband had 102 temperature. Could you listen to this? I can't listen to this. I need to hear some stuff. When I talk to you, if I ask you what's going on, I need to hear, what's going on? I had an affair last night. Why? You did? What happened? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear about your cold.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. I can't wait to see him.
That guy's funny.
He gets it.
You know, it's funny. We were kind of talking about that before the show this morning about people that tell stories and they're not. They're too long. I mean, they have something they want to tell you, but that's funny that then we listen to that 21 after, and he's really said kind of the same thing.
I did a flight one time where the guy talked the entire way about something I had. I'll tell you what it was about. You want me to tell you what it was about?
No,
I'm going to tell you what it was about.
Okay,
artificial insemination with cows.
Yeah.
He told me everything I needed to know about artificial insemination with his cows.
And you need it.
He probably thinks.
Is that something?
And this is what
he
said.
The whole time.
He got home. He said, honey, I sat next to the nicest guy.
He was so interested in our artificial insemination project.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah.
What did he do? I don't know. Where's he from? I don't know.
He didn't talk. Honest, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The entire way.
Yeah.
It was just to Detroit, but still, one of those things where it's like the entire time he talks. So anyway. But yeah, I need a dentist. I need a new dentist.
Yeah, you do.
Wouldn't you agree with me on that?
I wouldn't go back. I mean, I had a bad customer experience. And
I'll never say where it is. I'm not going to
repeat
it. But I'm just saying this is what happened.
And I switched. Yeah. I'm like, no more. And it's funny because it wasn't the doctor. It wasn't the dentist. It wasn't the root canal. It was for you and for me, it wasn't the doctor. It was the service.
Yeah.
And I think after looking into it a little bit, I may have, let her husband go or something. But you don't take that out on me as a patient. You know, you got to separate those things. But
don't lock me out. I'm here when you told me to be here and I'm locked outside.
Yeah.
You won't let me come in and sit down in a chair and wait for your team meeting to be over.
Yeah.
That's the part that got to me.
Yeah.
You're locking me out when you told me to be here.
Yeah. No, I would get a different dentist, too.
Yeah, I am. So I need some suggestions on a dentist I can go to. So text us in. All right, Amanda?
Well, let's get the yards for Kayshawn.
Saquon.
Saquon.
I forgot to talk to Mark about our business adventure with me and Jeff Nordgaard. Because Mark and Jeff went to school together. I think Mark would be a part of this.
I think Mark will say, yeah,
Mark,
go ahead.
If you're listening, Mark Houston, if you're listening, Bounce Sports.
Are you asking him to be an investor?
Would you like to be a part of the Mino and Nordgaard bar? It's called, what do we call it again? 33. Bar 33.
Yeah, because remember we were comparing to Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
No, I get the number, 33? But I think you have to have something leading up or after that. Like, 33.
Was it Pub 33?
Pub, that could work. I mean, I'm not going to invest.
Amanda, call Jeff real quick. Amanda.
We have like 30 seconds.
Yes, call Jeff.
Pub 33.
Pub 33.
No, that.
Was it Pub 33? Do you have Jeff's phone number?
But his number's retired. So maybe could you tie something like that in? 33. Retired.
Well, actually,
33.
You know what? No, actually.
How about retired 33?
Can I tell you
young
something?
Young entrepreneurs are going to be like, I want to retire 33.
We could do retired 5. Nobody ever wore my jersey at Mesabi Junior College.
We're being
after
told
me.
Studio 33.
Studio 33.
Yeah, I like that. That could work.
Nobody ever wore my jersey after Mesabi because I stole it. Quick break. We got Beckett K. the Man coming up.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An Amber Alert issued for 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been extended into Arkansas. Franklin, who is 3 months pregnant, was last seen at her home Sunday night. 40-year-old Gary Day is wanted in connection with her disappearance. Day is a resident of Cabot, Arkansas, and is believed to be the father of Sophia's unborn baby. Police say Day's 2014 Black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Anyone with information is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. Discover Green Bay has put together a sweepstakes that will give one lucky winner and up to three of their guests the 2025 Draft Ultimate Fan Experience. It includes two nights at Oneida Casino Hotel, hospitality passes, airfare, and a $500 Visa gift card. Sign up at greenbay.com or search Draft 25 Sweepstakes. When the NFL Draft comes to Green Bay in April, it will be the area's chance to show off what makes it a great place to live and work. Online websites and blogs such as BuzzFeed provide anecdotal evidence that people may want to live to a city that they visited as tourists. A theory that Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, subscribes to.
How many of those visitors are the teachers or the nurses or the doctors or the construction worker or those key jobs that we need for the infrastructure of our community? You know, those visitors could be that next crop of employees for that.
Meisner made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays on WGBW. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 9 degrees in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. It is cold out there. Big day today, Women's Heart Health Day. A lot of great stuff going on today, but we have a young man here who is an entrepreneur on his own. Beckett K., shorts on sports, wearing his full Philadelphia Eagles regalia.
And, Beck.
Hey, nobody.
What did I tell you the first time I met you, like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 months ago?
that the Chiefs were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Good memory.
You didn't say anything about winning, though. I
would have worn red. I don't have a lot of Chiefs stuff. I would have dressed more like the Chiefs because I didn't know you were coming in dressed like the Eagles.
So why are you an Eagles fan?
Right. I was just going to.
I'm basically cheering for the Eagles because the Chiefs are the other team
yep.
that I have.
Oh, you don't like the Chiefs, huh?
Yeah, no.
You're like me then.
I like the Eagles, but if the Eagles play like the Bills, I would like care less of whoever won.
Wow, yeah.
Do you know that it's the, who's the running back again?
Saquon
Barkley.
Did you know it's his birthday on Sunday?
Oh.
Is that
we
cool?
have a contest. You got to take part in our contest.
Oh, yeah, you can
here.
Jump in.
$20 gift certificate to Burkle's One Block Over restaurant. How many yards will Saquon Barkley get for a $20 gift certificate? How many yards will he have? Write this down, Amanda, if you don't mind, please. For this is Beckett's pick.
Okay, well, I heard you guys in like when I was in the lobby waiting, and I was like, oh, he had 2,005 rushing yards this season, but for Sunday. I don't think anyone's going to be able to bring him down. I'm going to take 115 yards.
115. Got that, Amanda? 115. Once again, text in, folks. We're giving a contest of a $20 gift certificate to Burkle's One Block Over. How many rushing yards will Saquon Barkley have?
Wait, so...
Yeah,
it's
his birthday today. I'm sorry. It's today.
Got a text here. Oh, it's today?
Yeah.
Got a text here. Somebody text me in.
Oh, what's my dad?
Hi, Beckett. That was for you.
All right.
That's a good-looking jersey, though. I like their old-school jersey and those colors.
Yeah.
That's a good color. That reminds me of, like, Reggie White when he played for the Eagles.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I have a Reggie White card of him wearing this jersey.
That's the exact same color.
It's a card from, like, 86. So
oh, wow, cool.
It's, like, a cool one, so it's worth a lot.
Hang on to that.
Okay, so, now how many fumbles do you think he's going to have?
None.
No, he's only had two. I know. Yeah. That is going to be a good game. I mean, who's going to win? I know. You don't win on anger. You know, you got to root for the team. And so the Eagles, you like the Eagles.
Very much.
Okay. But who's going to win? And just, you got to be honest with this. Let's say you were betting, and don't ever bet.
All of your sports memorabilia that you have in your life.
Only bet what you can afford to lose.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Then I'm picking the Chiefs because I don't even, I think the Chiefs are going to win, not because they're good.
They seem unbeatable. Don't they, though?
At
they
the
just
last,
find well, a way to win.
It's and not the Chiefs that are unbeatable.
It's Mahomes. You're right.
It's the refs that are unbeatable.
You're
one of those conspiracy guys. Yeah.
What? If Patrick Mahomes' shoes untied, they call a 40-yard penalty.
Wow. Listen to this guy. You're jaded at such a young age.
It is.
I mean, I'm jaded. He's jaded. Yeah. But we're old.
We're old curmudgeons.
He used to be a drug addict. I used to drink. I mean, you know.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Don't fall into that conspiracy stuff. That's the problem with this internet. No, there's the refs aren't in this. That if you're going to throw a sport, throw boxing because it's one guy. There's no way you're going to throw out.
No, I disagree with that. Did you see that thing, the Major League umpire that got fired the other day? He was considered one of the best umpires in all of Major League Baseball, and he got fired because of a gambling thing.
Really?
Where a buddy of his, he was on like the same. Like, if you and I, how we bet at Oneida,
yeah.
Let's say just one of us was registered or whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, he was also on that list with this guy.
Oh.
He was a big-time bettor. And he was, like, the top umpire in Major League Baseball, got fired. So what I'm saying is, I guarantee you, this is just the tip of the iceberg about people coming. And what's his name? Ohtani for the Dodgers. Okay.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. His business partner got just sentenced to 57 months in prison.
Yeah.
Because this is the tip of when you talk about that's going to start popping out.
Two things we're talking about gambling and talk about it. We're talking about addiction
with officials,
earlier.
I'm telling you.
But I don't think did he get kicked out because he was on the, because you can't gamble if you're in sports.
Right.
I mean, and even you announcers can't do that,
right.
Which is like
right.
I don't know. Wow. Did the guy throw the game? That's what I'm saying.
There's no proof of that. Okay. Just, but he's affiliated with this other guy.
I get that.
But he's fired. Like the top umpire in Major League Baseball. Fired.
Because he gambles.
Yeah. Got a text here. Disappointed that Mike Holmgren did not make the NFL Hall of Fame last night. Yeah. Oh. Who did? I don't
Sterling
even know.
Sterling Sharp.
Okay. So Sterling Sharp, yep. Antonio Gates, Eric Allen, an Eagle, and then Jared Allen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But So how does this Saquon Barkley thing work? So is it like whoever's closest, or does someone have to get like spot on?
Well, we'll give it to the closest without going
no,
over.
No, 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 no.
Price is right rules.
No, 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 no.
Jim, you've never run a game show in your life. I've run a thousand, and you try to make the rules.
Let me ask you. If you, okay, here's this.
Don't touch my Tang.
Which phone is closer to the Tang?
That one.
Right. So
because
it
it's
make,
under. That
it,
one's
it,
over.
It doesn't make a difference if it's under or over. If you picked 100, would you pick 115 yards, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody picks 116 and then somebody picks 100, who wins?
What if somebody puts a million and then somebody puts a million and one and then somebody puts a billion? Because they can go off to an infinity, Jim, because it doesn't have an ending. So they can't. That's why that's done like that.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Bob Barker explained this one day to talk about getting your dogs neutered and whatever, whatever.
Spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He explained that the reason they do that is otherwise somebody would say, my number is infinity.
Beckett, do you know who Bob Barker is?
Price is Right.
Okay.
You've seen it?
Bob Barker is Bob Barker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Very good answer.
Then go ahead and pick infinity.
Okay, then I'm going to pick infinity and one. Who wins?
You can't go to infinity and one.
No.
So that person's going to win every single time.
Man,
that's why
no
it's,
idea
you can't
what you're
go
talking
over.
About. And I was the druggie. So what do you? Who wins? So somebody picks 116. Somebody picks 100. And the actual mile,
under.
The actual yards
under
115.
Let him answer. Let him answer.
This kid's at Da Vinci.
Well, wait, so...
Okay, the contest is whoever gets closest to 115 yards wins a $20 gift certificate.
Without going over.
No, that's what we're debating. And I say somebody gets 116 yards, they're over, right?
They don't win.
Somebody picks 100 yards. Who wins?
Okay, and the Price is Right.
We're not playing the Price is Right.
I'm with Jim here.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's move on.
I think if he's like 1 yard over... Like, who cares?
If it's 10 yards over, he's closer than the guy that picked 100.
Bob Barker made these rules.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing great. He's 137 years old. He still has great hair.
Anyway, Beckett, what else is going on in your life?
Congratulations on a couple of things. Yeah.
Let's hear about last night.
Well, it was a fundraiser for the wine and cheese event that they do every single year.
For the what?
Well, it's a wine and cheese event for the Boys and
Girls
Club.
Wine and cheese for Boys and Girls, yep.
The Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay. We raised $482,600.
Say that again, because when your mom said that, I thought I misheard her.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Tell it really slowly, because this is the most amount of money. I've been involved with 9,000 fundraising type things. This is the biggest number I've ever heard. Say it again.
Okay. Just so you know, there might be like a couple $100 added on.
Yes.
Because I was talking too fast.
Yeah.
So $482,660.
It's amazing.
And 1/4 of a penny.
It's amazing.
That is incredible. $480,000
you guys raised last night. You and Bill Jarts.
That's like a telethon.
That's amazing in one night. I've never seen or heard anything like that.
What's it for?
Boys and Girls Club.
Which are great places, aren't they, though?
They're the best.
Just fantastic. Love those places.
That was my first job, Boys and Girls Club on 9th Street.
Anyway, Terry just texted. He feels bad for your guest. The kid is going to be disappointed. Go Chiefs.
Okay, Terry. Thanks, Terry. Look, I don't know.
I had to bet everything I own on this game, I'd bet on the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I would, but I'm pulling for Philadelphia.
Johnny, that happens all the time. I'll pick the team. I'll always pull for the Packers. Always. But I don't always bet on them.
I'll always pick the Chiefs to win, except when they're playing in Buffalo in the regular season.
Yeah, good point.
That's the only time that I
Did
don't
you
pick
see that, though, about Josh Allen, who's like my favorite player in the NFL? He had food poisoning during that game.
Oh, he was MVP. Did you know that?
Yeah, but he had food poisoning.
Yeah, that MVP was...
What? Tell me about the food poisoning, though. Was it?
He took his family out for dinner, and he got food poisoning. He was up like all night. Really? You know what happens with food? All night, right up till game time. He played with food poisoning. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought he seemed a little weird.
Did you?
Early in the game, it's like, well, even the announcers, even Tony Romo said, that's unusual for him. He had bleeping food poisoning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So which game, the AFC Championship or the regular season?
No. NFC Championship game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, and they're all, that's probably kind of like, kind of scared. Like, I mean, the Chiefs fans hate the Bills, so they probably.
I know. That could have happened.
Oh, there you go. This kid's nine years old and it's a conspiracy.
To me. They think that happened. They think that happened to Michael Jordan one time. Remember that NBA playoff game?
The flu game.
Yes. He had room service the night before, got like a pizza, and they think the guy poisoned it. No, this is true, Jim. You can look this up. And I thought the same thing.
This is not a conspiracy. This is a fact.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he was sick, but people get sick all the time.
Okay, and Amanda, can you look it up, please? Michael Jordan poisoned before an NBA playoff game?
Now, that would be... That's the question.
And I think the same thing happened to Josh
now,
Allen.
Then the answer
you can
be,
do it. You know what you can do it with? I don't mean to throw this out there. I don't mean to tell people how to poison people. But you know how you can do that? With eye drops. Eye drops poison people.
Okay, so we got a minute, but it said it may have been called the flu game, but it was food poisoning from the pizza he ate at the hotel the night before.
Thank you.
I don't doubt that at all.
Thank you. They poisoned him.
No, they didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
How can you read? They poisoned him into that
paragraph.
Okay, whatever.
New topic.
Here we're going to go. Becca, gosh. I want to hear
new topic after the break.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, but you have all this stuff going on in your life right now. The interviews,
Becca,
the three
shorts
interviews.
On sports.
I want to talk about that youth tournament for pickleball. I want to talk about, you know, that.
We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about
stuff.
Here, Becca.
I want to talk about that pie. That
pie
run. Yeah, Pie Day. That's a good time. And I think people should participate.
Who's the greatest sports cast guest you've ever had for your podcast? Who's the best?
You know.
If you don't say me, you're out of here. You're out right now. Is it me? Yes or no? Yes or no, Beckett.
My
gosh. If you would cheer for the Eagles.
I'm having such a bad week.
If you would cheer for the Eagles, I would say you.
I picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WGBW.
What I want, you've got, it might be hard. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror here. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM. WISS coming your way in Oshkosh and Appleton. Get your picks in. Okay, people text in their picks for a $20 gift card to Burkle's One Block Over. How many rushing yards is Saquon Barkley going to get on Sunday without going over?
No, don't.
Oh, my God.
We can go over. Just
Becca K already says 115, so that's taken. 115. Amanda, how do people text in?
We've had about eight people texting.
No, but tell them how to do it.
How do they text? Okay, so download the Civic Media app, and then you select WGBW or WISS, and then you can text in through the app. Simple as that.
Amanda, my bottle of water is still frozen.
I can't
talks about the kind
you.
Of week I've had. My Tang.
There's a little bit at the top you can drink.
You ever drink Tang? You should drink Tang. When I was your age, I drank a lot of Tang. That has helped make me the man I am today.
Stay away from it. The Tang, do you know Tang? Have you drank Tang?
Never.
They took it to the moon.
I was just going to say.
I've never even heard of Tang.
Well,
you know what?
I bet your mom, do you remember Tang when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
Your mom remembers
everybody
Tang.
Knows Tang.
Everybody knows Tang.
Well, everybody that was born.
Why don't
in,
you
like,
feed
the
your kid Tang?
The astronauts.
What's wrong with you?
I was born in the
1800s. The astronauts took it to the
moon.
The moon.
And
okay.
Mars.
Hey, let's a couple
Mars?
Things.
We got an interesting text. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
We say, okay, Jim, let's put this in terms of table linens. You have 6 table settings and 8 set of linens. Do you cram 8 sets into 6 spots, or would you go over?
Okay.
Chris.
That is,
thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
And that's kind of true.
Yeah.
No, would I use the other two? No, I would. What do you mean? No, I don't. That doesn't have anything to do with going over on the yards. Oh,
not
Chris, but thank you for
not applicable to you, huh?
Yeah,
Mr. Mayor. Right. Okay.
Anyway, hey, look, tell me about you're at Da Vinci. Love that school. It's staying downtown, thanks to Dr. Tiller. You have a big pie run, and pie, you know, is everybody, when you hear pi, you think of pi, but you Da Vinci kids think of, you know, 3.1714. So tell
it's
us about that day.
It's 3.1415.
Oh, 14, I'm sorry.
I knew that.
Okay, John, tell me how, do you want to explain to this kid?
What? Pi?
Pi.
I don't have time.
We'll use the top of that soda bottle and the top of this cup. Everybody knows how to do it, but not everybody.
Anyway, I don't know how to do it, Jim. I'm dumb, okay? 3.14. Just point it out to everybody.
But then, so you're saying, you just said that Tane made you the person that you are, so Tane made you dumb.
Well, he's not dumb.
No, I mean physically, it's made me the specimen that
I am. Okay, tell us about that race, Becca.
Okay, so it's a 5K race, just a tiny bit over, but we don't talk about that.
You see what I got on my foot? I can't do it. What is, I got a shredded Achilles tendon.
It's not till March. Shredded. It's March 15th. That thing will be long gone healed.
All right.
So that's coming up. How do the people register?
The doctor said it's like somebody put their foot in like a lawnmower blade and just shredded my Achilles tendon. They said most people would be in the hospital.
Okay.
Me?
Nope. We are, Becca, I'm sorry this is happening, man. Yeah. We are getting no progress here. So there's a race. Yes. This kid came on our show to promote this race that's coming up. This race is happening at Da Vinci School on the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day.
Which is my birthday. What are you doing for my birthday?
It is his birthday.
Okay.
You going to celebrate my birthday?
It is his birthday.
Wait, when?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, all right. Cool. So we'll talk about that as it gets closer because we're not making any progress toward that. Tell us about this National Youth Talent Team that you got awarded to.
So it was a 1 in 20 people, but 1 in 10 acts from all around the world. There's even a kid coming in from the Netherlands. And you like had to rehearse with like a coach that you were assigned to. So I got this person named Ashley, Coach Ashley, and you work to make your skill set better and then you perform. So I might have to do like some dance.
Whoa.
I don't want to, but you know, my mom was like, try them.
So it's a talent show. It's like,
wait a minute, impersonate your mom one more time because it did sound like her. Give me it one more time.
Try something. Okay. I need my Starbucks.
It's a long walk home.
Mom just gave a very dirty look.
So this is like an international talent contest for Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
And you were selected as one of the, out of 100,000, you were selected.
Yeah. And so I'm like, everyone else is doing like music and singing and everything. I'm the only one doing something different. So like, there's this kid from the Netherlands, Sean, he's playing the piano. No, Justin's playing the piano. Sean, I think, is playing the guitar. There's Avery playing something. Then there's, like, these two.
So this
is
a worldwide thing.
Yeah. And then there's these two girls that, just two groups of girls that are, like, six that are, like, doing, like, some, like, K-pop singing.
Okay.
Thing.
So, and what are you going to do?
Podcasting. So, like, it's going to be weird because all these kids are teenagers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the youngest one there. I'm going to be the only one doing podcasting.
So is it a competition or is it a team thing? Because Boys and Girls Club looks to build teams.
Yeah, I think it's like a team.
So
thing,
do I. So you're probably going to be interviewing these people, and I can see that coming out. That's why they put you on there, is because I think you're going to be like the anchor of the. That's going to be cool. And when is that? You're going to San Diego. When are you doing this?
Cinco de Mayo.
Nice.
So the May 5th to the 9th, but we might stay later to make it a vacation.
Oh, the zoo.
That's been changed. I don't know if you know, the new president changed the name of that.
Cool. Cinco de.
It's now Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
He changed that.
Very close.
Yeah. It's no longer Cinco de Mayo. It's now Cinco de Mayo. Okay.
February 28th.
You're getting under my skin today.
Yeah. It's every day, buddy. It's every day.
You're getting under my skin today.
Hey, February 28th. Tell us what's going on.
Welcome to Jim's World.
At Marin.
Oh, so that's a kindness event.
Yes.
I've heard that there's going to be Bucks players and Packer players there.
Wow.
And then apparently they have a surprise for me. I get to speak in front of the whole school.
Isn't that going
to
be fun? At Marion Elementary School.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you're a good example to other kids. How old are you?
10.
That's awesome. You got a good start there.
You got great parents. When I was 10?
I don't know. We don't got time.
Thank you.
Hold on,
we're out of time. We are going to be right back.
Hang on, you're coming back.
Coming up.
Coming back. All right. We're going to set a quick break. Beckett K, Shorts on Sports. And we got a great singer coming, great entertainer coming in at 8:30, Tony Fritz. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.